wonderful recording has started. So welcome back, everyone. We are just blowing through today, day number two of the Monetize Your Gifts Live Masterclass with Master Teacher Natalie Ekobo, who is joining us today to talk about cash in a flash, how to monetize your gifts in 30 days or less. As I said at the top of the call, at the top of each call and on orientation yesterday morning, if you were able to attend, is that I did provide you all with an intention guide. If you do have that, I suggest you keep it handy because you're going to want to take a lot of notes. If you don't have it yet and you're listening to us on the web stream, right next to the page here where you're on, you can click on the button Download Intention Guide and have that available to you. So we're going to move right into it because Natalie's got a lot to share. First, I want to introduce Natalie. Natalie Ekobo, I actually met at my live event that I had in Los Angeles last October, I believe. It was my first time meeting her. That's where I met her and Debbie Horovich, who was on our call yesterday on the topic of Google Plus on-air hangouts. So first, I'd love to just introduce you to Natalie and why you really want to listen closely to what she's about to share. For the past 12 years, award-winning business growth strategist and luminary leader Natalie Ekobo has helped thousands of her clients from around the world, from solo entrepreneurs to Fortune 500 corporations, substantially increase their revenue and profits. Natalie combines her MBA and 20 years of marketing and sales expertise with her 15 years of experience as an energy worker and intuitive to help her clients break down their barriers to success, accelerate their potential, sift and shift, and grow their business exponentially. Natalie has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and AZTV, which I believe is Arizona station. She is the author of Sift and Shift series of books to be published in 2013 and the creator of Bold and Ease Systems, time-tested tools and practical solutions for leaders who want to have a true impact and influence so they can make a bigger difference in the world. And we'll be sharing in a little bit how to find out more about Natalie and her website. So, Natalie, I'm, again, honored and welcome and just very glad to have you here with us today and the topic that we're going to talk about. So before I do, I know I've given a lot of background on you, but just tell us a little bit about yourself and your history. I know that you are originally from France, but you now live in Arizona. And how did all of that come about?
Thank you, Rodney. Thank you. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I think the program you've put on is just an amazing one, and I wanted to give you kudos and congratulations for that, because I was on yesterday and listened to Ariana, and I plan on to be on a few calls tomorrow as well. I'm excited about this. I mean, this is great information. So thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm honored to be part of this. So how it all started, well, I had a dream. Actually, when I was 15 years old, I had a dream to create a little French cafe in the U.S., and it got clearer when I was 35 that I wanted to come actually specifically to Arizona. I had been there on vacation. And I met a friend of mine who was a chef, and I was the business part of it. So we said, hey, why not do it? Let's do a marketing research. And the end is history. We had a French restaurant for 4 years in Phoenix, Arizona, and we transformed it into a catering business because it's way more fun and more freedom to have a catering business than a restaurant. So I, you know, monetizing your dream, I'm all about it. I'm like, woohoo, yes, go with your passion and do it. Otherwise, just forget about your dream and jump on something else if you don't want to realize it. But it was a hard time, and when I did it, I actually left a very comfortable position as a marketing director, international marketing director in France, in a corporation, and I just jumped because I wanted to live my dream. Now, if we fast forward four years later, when I had the restaurant not totally transformed into catering yet, I was just miserable, and I thought, well, I need something else than this. I need to create another dream. Sometimes there is another dream behind the first dream we have, right? So I really found that my dream is to help entrepreneurs. And what I did is I invested in a million-dollar mentor and coach, and I learned everything I needed to learn about online marketing. I already knew a lot about just marketing and sales. And I merged that also with energy work, and I use it to help entrepreneurs skyrocket their business and really live their passion. So that's the little story here.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And it goes back to what I said, you know, earlier with, I believe it was with Carolyn, I'm sorry, with Terry, is that none of our history is wasted. It all folds back into,
absolutely,
you know, what we do. Now, you know, when you and I connected in Los Angeles, you shared a story with me that I really want you to share with us today, because I think it's really important and a key point in the conversation that we're going to have today. And I know that story. You know it well.
Yeah.
And it's your visa story.
Yeah. Well, you know, coming from France, the only way to come was to create a business and then to have a visa that I needed to renew every 5 years. So it's not a big deal. Every 5 years you receive an email. I mean, you do a lot of paperwork, but you receive an email saying, congratulations, go back to your to Paris, to the U.S. Embassy, and renew your visa, and then come back after that and resume your life. So last time I did it, actually, we went with I ended up marrying the chef, my friend, and we have a seven-year-old. It's a real cool story. So last time we went back to France to renew our visa, the guy there at the U.S. Embassy said, I'm sorry, you're denied. And our life just stopped, because there was no other way to come back to the U.S. You need this visa to go back and to work. So I really thought I had lost my house, my life in a city where I really want to live. Everything, my friends, my two businesses, my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was no solution at all. They gave us no way to fix it. You have not enough profit. Well, how much is enough profit? Well, we cannot tell you that. Well, how do we fix that? Well, we don't know. And even someone, an employee even told me, well, why do you keep asking these questions when we said no to you? I'm like, this is my life. I have my entire life in Scottsdale, Arizona. I chose to live there, and I've got two businesses that are working fine. I mean, why are we denied?
Wow.
So everything stopped. So I can relate, you know, when someone in life is just in survival mode and or in front of a wall, and then you don't see any solutions, anything. And I do believe that there is a lesson and there is a gift in everything. And I kept telling my husband, we need to say there is a gift, there is a bigger gift. I know there is a bigger gift. We're going to ask the universe, and whether you call that God, spirit, the universe, whatever, we're going to ask that higher power to help us, because there is a bigger gift. There is a reason why it's happening. And I kept saying that. And the gift is that, well, or the lesson is that I got to use my clearing techniques, my removing blocks, my energy work on myself, on our situation, on our desperate situation. And I got to see the power of it, because we flipped it completely. And out of the blue, we found a solution. We had just a window of opportunity of 6 weeks to fix this thing and to get on to applying for another visa. And to make a long story short, nowadays we have a green card. We have the possibility to become citizens, which we would never, ever had with the investor visa that we needed to renew every 5 years for the rest of our lives.
Oh, wow.
So that's the bigger gift. And I really think that if you have a dream and you want to accomplish it, and if it's aligned to who you are and in integrity, and if it's supposed to happen, then you can take no, you cannot take no as an answer. And you will find a solution no matter what. So we moved mountains, literally, and we made a miracle happen. And I know the power, I come to see the power of the work, the energetic work I'm doing for people mixed with the business work that I'm doing.
That's amazing. You know, it's one of those things that happens to us, and as I said, all of our stories are extremely important, and it really ties into, you know, the second key that you're going to be speaking about in a moment, because I'm going to ask you about those three keys, because
yeah.
That's what we want to really know. But what you've shared with us is that, you know, we all find ourselves at some point in our lives, if it hasn't happened, I assure you it's coming, where something is going to happen where it's going to really make everything stop. And you're going to have to be asking yourself, what am I going to get? What am I going to take from this? And, you know, it's in those moments when, you know, it's either fight or flight, and you make the decision about what you want to do, where you're going to go, and then you stay on that path and you keep moving forward. And I think all of us are every day to some degree are called to this situation. So I applaud you for holding to the faith of what you wanted and that no was not an option.
Yeah, thank you. I do believe that we are entrepreneurs because we have chosen a path, a fast-growing path. Because when we are entrepreneurs, we don't just grow our business, we grow ourselves. In order to have a bigger business and a bigger reach out there in the world, you need to work on yourself. You need to get better. You need to get more aligned with who you are. You need to remove all those inner conflicts that you have. You know, I'm going to talk about this, the unworthiness and the issues that the silly little beliefs that we have in our heads. You know, entrepreneurship is a fast-growing path.
It's true, because it brings up every single thing in your life you've never wanted to deal with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we
yeah.
love it. Just embrace it. Just say, hallelujah, embrace
it. Oh, we love it. Even on those days when we drive by McDonald's and ask, are they hiring today?
Yeah, I have those moments too.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, Natalie, let's move right into it. What are those? What are these three amazing keys that we need to all know to monetize our gifts in 30 days or less? And please do take down notes here and make note of ahas that you hear that Natalie shares, because this is going to be really powerful.
Well, the first one, and that's the biggest one, and I was just talking to someone a few minutes before this call, and she said, you are so right. It's just like, don't assume you know what your potential clients or customers want. First, check with them and ask them what they want. It's going to be easier to sell. And then second, offer them what they want, not what you think they need. We need to stop that. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and when I work with them, over and over again, I see that people are defining their products or services according to what they think other people need. And I'm not going to buy what you think I need. I am not. I am going to buy what I want. So find out what I want, and you can sell it to me. I'll buy it. I'll buy 10 cases of it. Right?
Absolutely.
So don't assume. Just go check, and it's a simple conversation. A simple conversation with old clients, a simple conversation with your target market, future clients. If you want to switch, oh, I used to serve entrepreneurs, and now I want to serve middle-sized corporations or high or Fortune 500 or whatever, then go to whoever you want to serve and ask them, have a conversation. Hey, can I spend 10 minutes with you? And what are your issues? What are your challenges? What do you want these days? What do you want less of? What do you want more of? And you will know everything. And stop assuming, stop crafting something that they need. I agree with them, with you. You probably know exactly what they need, but they're not ready to buy it because they cannot see it. So you offer them and you sell them what they want, and in the process of it, you deliver what they need, and you will be at peace with your conscience.
It's brilliant. And, you know, the thing of it is many people might be thinking, well, I don't know how to ask people, or that I'm too shy or too afraid to do that. What recommendations do you have for them, Natalie?
I remember this thing is they are a human being just like you and me. And everybody needs what? We all need love. And we all like attention, right?
Yes.
I mean, I like a little attention and recognition and people saying me, oh, I love you and I saw you speak here and I, or whatever. So why don't you look at the other person that you want to approach and see what is the one compliment that you can give that comes from your heart? It's not fake. It's not manipulative. What is the one thing you can say? I mean, I didn't know you in October, and I went to you, and then we started to talk. And at some point, I said, wow, I remember this, because I usually don't expose myself like this. I said to you, I love your energy, Rodney, and I would just pay to be in your energy, to stay in your energy. I said something a little along those lines.
You said it exactly like that. You did.
Yeah.
Exactly like
I just remember that when I was answering you. So I was just like, I said, I love your energy, you know, and I would pay to stay in your energy because, wow, boy, I feel good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a just simple compliment. It brings some laughter, and then it brings us closer. And then later on, if you are my market, then I can say, well, do you mind me asking you a question? When you ask permission, it's always good. Hey, Rodney, can I ask you a question? Why, yeah, of course, Natalie. Well, when it comes to growing your business right now, what kind of challenge do you have? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? What's happening there? Tell me a little bit of that. If someone could solve your problem, what would you buy? What would you want? You know? And I'm saying business because that's my area, but someone else doing nutrition or whatever would say, hey, when it comes to nutrition and to having more energy, or when it comes to getting more stamina or maybe shedding a few pounds, what do you want? What are you looking for these days? When it comes to designing your house or having a beautiful environment, when it comes to being organized, when it comes to whatever your industry is, and then you say, but when you start with a compliment and then you ask, can I ask you another question? People cannot resist.
Right.
They're going to melt.
And you know the number one reason why? Is because we all want to be heard.
Absolutely. That's part of the love stuff, you know? We want to be heard. We want to be loved. I want to see that you're getting me, that you understand me.
Wow.
And then you're going to get me so much that you're going to tell that back to me. And then I'm like, wow, I want everything he or she has to sell. Because they get me. They know what I want. And they are my solution.
Love that. Brilliant. Brilliant, Natalie. So key number one is don't assume. Offer what they want. What's key number two, Natalie?
Connection. I really believe people buy you. They don't buy a product or a service. They buy you. They buy your energy. They buy who you are. They buy what resonate or emanate from you. I mean, you know, sometimes they buy a product when they go just online and they look at products and then they click on it and they buy. But if there is some kind of, if you have a service or an offer where you speak to people or even you have videos on your website or you have art, I wanted to say heart, which is true too. Well, you have art, A-R-T, or photography or something on your website, they buy you. They buy your energy. So if I buy you, then create a system to stay in touch with me so that I can buy more of you. And then create, automate those connections. You know, it's like having a system, a simple system, where you send a few emails, or maybe in your calendar you put a few times where you're going to send a little love note, or maybe, or a card, or maybe you're going to call me after 3 months and going to say, hey, how are you doing? I know we talked 3 months ago, and how is it going for you, this service that I gave you, or this product, or whatever. Stay in touch. And then, by the way, when you talk to me, then you can say, hey, were you happy and everything? And then you can ask even for a referral or a testimonial or something.
Right.
It's all about connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The more I see you and I feel you, the more I want to buy from you.
And that's it. And, you know, the thing which I find, you know, really important here in what you're sharing. These are so basic, but these are things that, quite frankly, I just see in my day-to-day interactions in life and in business and places that just, you know, local shops, whatever I go, how little these things really even happen. Like I mentioned earlier on the call with Carolyn, is that if you're, you know, you're doing art fairs or you're doing booths, and how when someone walks into your space, you know, you stand up. It's how many people, I notice all the time that people are sitting down behind their desk.
Yes.
It's the same as if you are, someone's walking into your home, you wouldn't, well, maybe you would, I don't know, but you know, you wouldn't just say, hey, come in, and you don't get up to go answer the door to receive people, you know, into your space. It's the same thing. And I think because with all the wonderful tools like the internet and mobile devices and all of this, we've have our own little mini ways of isolating ourselves. I mean, they're wonderful tools. I'm not diminishing, you know, cell phones and iPads and all those. I have all that stuff. But it's our own way of keeping ourselves isolated. And I think when someone actually acknowledges you and looks at you in your eye and sees you face to face, it just shifts their energy because it doesn't happen that often anymore.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So if you make that the cornerstone of your communication, you're going to stand out on that alone. And it's what's so funny is that it's the old is becoming new again. The way we've always communicated
Absolutely.
Before these devices came onto the scene now is becoming the new way of marketing, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. We need real true connection. I love what you say. If I come to your booth, if you stand up, then suddenly and you look at me, then suddenly I'm like, wow, I'm respected and I'm acknowledged. I feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's really, really good.
Absolutely. So moving on, Natalie. Key number three. Number one is don't assume. Two is connection. What's number three?
Ask for feedback. Well, I wanted to just say one more thing on key number two, though, because I see a lot of entrepreneurs. Or the myth of the starving artist, you know. And they come to me, I mean, on the phone, and then they come to my sessions and they're like, oh, I'm blocked to making money. And we clear their blocks and we shift the energy really fast. And then, but before that I tell them, well, you want more money? Why don't you call your previous clients? Why don't you call and just, not to sell them something, but just to get in touch with them and to see how they're doing. It is so important. And then maybe you're going to make a sale or two after that, or maybe you're going to make a sale from that phone call 3 months later or 6 months later. It doesn't matter, but stay in touch with them. Because if you call, I promise, if you call two or three of your old clients every day, you commit to two or three of your previous clients, the ones that you don't even serve anymore right now, you're not in connection with, something is gonna have to shift. It's gonna happen.
You're right.
So key number three is ask for feedback. Well, while we are at it, and since I'm talking to you, can you tell me how was my service? And it's so easy nowadays to create even like a surveymonkey.com and ask one or two questions. Don't start asking 10 questions. The other day, someone in a mastermind that I'm offering, she was sending me a questionnaire, and there was 6 or 7 questions. And I must admit, even though she is in my mastermind, I glanced at the stuff and I put it on the side, and I didn't take time to look at it, you know. But when I receive a survey where I have 2 or 3 questions, then I say, oh, I can do it right away. And then I answer the questions, and boom, it's gone. So ask for feedback. You know, sometimes it's going to be a little painful.
Right.
But sometimes it's going to be really worth it, because people are going to tell you really how to fix your things, so that you really thrive for excellence, and then more and more people are going to buy your things.
That's it. And the thing of it is that people want you to be good at what you do. You know, they really want that. And it's not that people are mean or looking or just, you know, looking to complain, although those people do exist. But if you really ask them, I mean, I had a lengthy conversation yesterday with actually one of the presenters on a program that he's creating, and which I own, and he asked me quite a few questions about how to improve it and make it better. And I didn't even realize at the time we were talking, I says, wow, you know, he's really listening to what I'm saying. You know, and it's a really cool thing when you ask people, and a lot of us are afraid. So let me ask this question then, going with that again, because it goes back into the confidence issue. If you're feeling trepidation about asking for feedback because you might hear something that's maybe not what you want to hear, how do you move past that?
Then you use SurveyMonkey or SurveyMonkey.com.
SurveyMonkey,
so that you read it instead of hearing it in your face, getting it in your face.
Okay.
And you know, get over it. it's a business. No, seriously. I mean, at some point, I kick my butt too, you know, sometimes. And I said, you know, Natalie, just get over it. It's a business. You want to grow. You want to reach more people. If you have a strong why on why you should be out there, why you should bring your passion and share it out there, then that is sufficient enough to just, you know, sit on your fear for a few minutes and just say, I'm going to do it. I know it's going to be painful, but once I'm in it, I'm going to see that the water is not so cold and it's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
So then do it with SurveyMonkey so that you don't have to have it, you know, or when you're presenting at workshops and stuff, always have a paper at the end, like a feedback survey and stuff where you're asking people for it. And by the way, when you ask for feedback, also ask for testimonials so that you're going to have fresh energy on your website. And also ask for referrals. It's easy to create a little referral program so that you give little gifts or something for people that are sending you more people. You want more traffic? You want to be known? Then ask the ones that already know about you to do the work for you.
Yeah, that's it. It's always easier to get it from someone who has a relationship with you than someone doesn't know you at all.
Absolutely. And you're going to see that in the feedback. Quite frankly, most probably you're going to have 90, 95, 98% of positive feedback, and you're going to have this 1 or 2 or 3 that are a little bit tough or nasty or anything. But it's going to help to correct the things there, or even to say, you know what, maybe these ones are not my clients, and that's
right.
It.
And, you know, I and to take that a step further, Natalie, is I believe in situations like that, if you just brace yourself to expect that one or two are not going to be so favorable or not going to be so kind or whatever, however you want to view it,
uh-huh.
if you set yourself up to expect it, chances are it won't happen at all, or the sting of it won't be as bad, and you'll probably be
yes.
able to step back and look at what they're saying, not by the words that they're using, but what they really mean, what they
yes.
want.
Absolutely.
Because they're trying to help you improve, to be honest with you. Now, I mean, some people are just, you know, jerks or whatever, but I mean, but basically, in most instances, you're really just getting feedback that you have to interpret.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we all need to remember when we interpret those feedbacks is that you are not the center of their lives. They are the center of their own lives. So sometimes people say something a little nasty because something happened to them that has nothing to do with you. And then they judge it a little tougher just because of their own story. You know? So we need to remember that. Like, I'm not the center of your life, Rodney. So if something is happening, anything else that I don't know of, and because of that, you are a touch more angry, although I don't see how you could be angry with such a bright smile. But, you know, it's just like if you are a little angrier or nastier or whatever or tougher on the judgment, maybe it's because something is happening in your life and I have no clue about it. So we also need to remember that.
Right. You don't know what that person just
yeah,
may
sometimes
have gotten a piece of news
say.
That upset them or, you know,
absolutely.
Maybe someone's supposed to pick up their kid and that person dropped the ball and didn't
uh-huh.
do it. You know, you don't know what people are dealing with. So
I have a few clients saying to me, why did they do that to me? I mean, they didn't do that to you. They did that because something else was happening in their life and they reacted to that. That's all.
Yeah. And you just happened to be there at the time when they had their reactions. So.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, Natalie, these are great, great ways to begin to create that conversation, to begin to find out what people want so that they can actually want to work from you and buy from you and create that money that you want. Now, of course, with everything that we do that is positive, there's always the opposite, the yin and the yang. And I know that you have three key areas that actually can be very costly mistakes that can keep the money from coming, from flowing through.
Yes.
So what would that number, that first key be?
Yes. Yes. If we look at things energetically, one thing that is preventing people from making money is that they worry. They are in anxiety. They worry. They worry too much about how they're going to find their next client and where they're going to find the client and what kind of strategy they should put on. And they cannot see how and how and how. And the how is not so much the right question. The why is, or the what. What do you want to accomplish and why do you want to accomplish that? That's what's important. So I have people saying, you know, oh, I don't give enough. For instance, they do a speaking, a workshop or an hour or a half hour, and they talk, and they give so much information that people are almost dizzy, and then they don't want to buy after that because it's too much. They are overwhelmed. So this is a mistake that is made by people that think that they are not enough or there is not enough to go around, so I need to just stuff and stuff and stuff. So I would say just take a deep breath and then a few other ones after that. Usually three deep breaths is a really good way to calm ourselves down. And belly breathing, like who was that, Ariana said?
Mm-hmm. Deep belly breathing.
Deep belly breathing, and then calm yourself down. Calm your worry, calm your anxiety, and I would start crafting a vision and just repeating my vision every day, And then also maybe creating an affirmation like the right clients. And I would describe, I would have criteria for my right clients, you know. And the right clients are now coming to me, and they find me easily, effortlessly, and I'm having fun with them, and they see my value, and they show up on time, and they respect me, and they so much love what I do that they send me their friends. Start going into the positive energy instead of worrying, oh my God, how can I find more clients? Where are they, etc. So that's the number one. And the number two key is linked to that. It's worthiness. Unworthiness is very, very often linked. You know, I clear soul programs and I clear a lot of self-punishment and sabotage and worthiness. I hear a lot of I'm not enough or who am I to create a big empire and stuff like that. So we can remove all these beliefs very easily.
And, you know, I would stay with that for just a quick second because I think it's something that's really important, and I would love to get your opinion about it. You know, there's, you know, in the last, I'd say probably last 20 years or so forth and on, you know, we've seen so much, you know, we're so influenced by television, especially in the U.S., and there's so many things that, you know, television programs that were definitely popular in the 80s, and I think they're all having a resurgence now. At this time, shows like Dallas and Dynasty and all these kinds of shows where they see people with tons of money, you know, having unhappy lives, they're alcoholics, they're nasty and mean, they turn on one another at the drop of a dime and all of that. And I just wonder sometimes how much influence those kinds of environment or those kinds of representations of wealth, you know, now we have reality TV, which I don't know if that's making it better or worse, but these representations of wealth, that I wonder sometimes if people sort of take that in and wonder, you know, I don't want to be like that. I'd love to get your feedback about that.
Well, I think it probably imprints the subconscious somewhere where we look at that and we go, oh, yuck, you know, I don't want to be like this. But, you know, there are jerks, everywhere. You know, there are wealthy jerks and poor jerks, broke jerks. You know, they are Parisian jerks. They are, I mean, you can find jerks everywhere. So you can also say, well, I cannot say that rich people or wealthy people are jerks because it's not true. Because broke people, too, some of them are real jerks, you know. And I, by the same token, when people tell me, oh, I went to Paris and people were really nasty and bad and everything, I was just like, I lived in Paris 25 years. How come you didn't find me? Because I was the nice one at the corner helping tourists and joking with them and speaking fluent English and everything.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I would say it comes back and it comes down to what do you want? You want to live your passion and you want to express it. You want to reach a lot of people, make a difference in the world. And in the process, you want to make money because if you make more money, then you're going to be happier, your environment is going to be happier, and you're going to be able to do things for the rest of the world that you cannot do when you don't have money. So money is good if you work on yourself and you know how to use it. Money is just energy.
You know, there's something that I would love to share with you on that same topic, and I know we need to move on, but I heard a coach that I think we both know that said money isn't the most important thing in the world, but it touches everything in our life that is important.
Absolutely. It's so true. And seriously, I'd rather be happy and wealthy than happy and broke.
Amen. Amen. Wow. So moving on to key number three that keeps us
flow. That's a good one too. Is like when we are stuck in survival mode. you know, I see a few entrepreneurs and they are just, you know, we've been all hit by this economy shifting and everything. And I see some people that are really stuck in the survival mode. When you are stuck in the survival mode and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills and you don't know how to live basically and to pay for what you have to pay for, that is not the best energy to be in order to grow your business. And then I have people say, well, how can I do? I mean, I'm struggling right now, and how can I change that? Well, first, you do change the way you approach it. If you are stuck into a habit, a money habit that is focused on survival, then you need to focus on working with the idea of working less hard, working with ease, working with fun, and making more money. And there is such thing as the law of circulation, and there is such thing as the law of cause and effect. So if you believe some stuff, it's going to have an effect on your result. The same stuff of the law of circulation. If you start hoarding or keeping the money, not investing in yourself, then you're not going to go energetically. People are not going to come to you and give you money because you are already suppressing the flow. Do you see that?
Yes,
so the question you want to ask yourself if you are in this situation is, well, first, what kind of strategy can I create? Like, what kind of visualization to feel better? What kind of affirmation? Because this is not who you are. It's just a temporary situation, and you need to get out of it. So ask yourself, am I struggling or am I thriving? And what does thriving look like? How am I growing? And then whatever you can appreciate, then just give thanks to it already. And I'm saying appreciation more than gratitude, because appreciation is energetically is a vibration higher than gratitude. Gratitude is when you are in gratitude, and don't get me wrong, gratitude is good, okay? But when you are in gratitude only and you stay there, oh, I'm grateful for this, oh, I'm grateful for that, it has a little self-pity energy attached to it. It has like a I'm grateful, but it came from someone else that made it happen for me. I am not empowered. Do you feel that? But appreciation is I am appreciative, and maybe I'm the co-creator of that. Yes, maybe with a higher power, whether it's God or universe or whatever. And I'm the co-creator of this, and I totally appreciate it. There is no self-pity anymore, and there is no lack of empowerment. I'm totally empowered, and I appreciate. So what can you appreciate? Can you appreciate the view you have from your home-based office? For instance, can you appreciate, anything? Can you appreciate a relationship you have? Can you treasure an idea that you just had, or a strategy that you have, or a relationship once again, or past clients you had? Start appreciating things and start giving. And if you cannot pay because money is tight right now, then can I bring in sponsors that are going to sponsor me so that I can find ways to bring money in the game again, to invest in my business or to invest in myself? And that's how you get unstuck from the survival mode.
You know, you just honestly blew my mind right now. I've never heard it put quite that way.
Everything is energy. Everything is energy. If you're not making money with your passion right now, there's a tiny energy block. You give me 3 minutes, I can drill down to the core of it, and I'm going to find it. I don't need to see people. I do that on the phone. I have clients all over the world, in Australia, in Canada, in all over the U.S. and in Europe. I work in French, in English. I can drill down and I can find what's the little tiny thing that if you remove it, the little twig, you know, that is blocking the stuff. And then it starts working again and you start gaining stamina and energy and your vibrational level raises to the roof. And then you're attractive.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm blown away and speechless, but I have to keep talking because I have to keep asking you questions, which we have a few more.
Yeah, don't be speechless.
to go through. But, you know, you shared so many wonderful tools. And they're, again, just basic grassroots things that really all of us have some awareness of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
You brought
them
to light in such a wonderful way and a safe way, I feel, personally. So, you know, I know that you, again, you share so many tools, but I know that you have, a strong feeling about money memory and how money memories affect our decisions in our business. And you actually have a money memory exercise.
Uh-huh.
If we have some time, could you share
some of
that with us?
Let's do this. It's a fun one in a few minutes. So take a deep breath and then just close your eyes. And just relax. And take another deep breath. And maybe you want to roll your shoulders a little bit or turn your neck. Just feel at ease on your chair. Inhale relaxation and exhale tension. Very nice. Now take another deep breath. And exhale. And just ask your inner wisdom to bring you the oldest money memory that you have. The first time you were exposed to money or you saw people talking about money or you wanted to have money or you asked about it. Don't fight whatever is coming to your consciousness. Just go with whatever you find. Don't judge it. Don't criticize it. Just go with the flow. Just be playful with that. The first money memory that is popping up right now in your mind. It could be your parents talking together about money. Saying, well, we cannot afford this, or we cannot buy that, or, oh, yes, I'm going to buy you everything you want. It can be a brother or a big sister saying, don't touch my money. This is not yours. I had one time someone telling me that they swallowed a quarter dollar. So that was another experience. What's your experience with money? Your memory.
Are you asking me?
And no, I'm asking everybody just right
everyone,
now.
Everyone, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you get that, look at the environment. Look at what was happening. Was there tension? Was it positive, negative? And what kind of conclusion did you take from that? From that experience, I decided that money was this, or that people who would use money was that, or from that experience, I concluded that we couldn't do this or that with money. Whatever, and it's as a little girl or a little boy, you made that conclusion. So it may not be rational, just don't fight it, whatever you get from that. And now that you have the conclusion that you've made as a little boy or girl, come to this present time and look at your business and see how that belief impacted your business nowadays. Let's look at, wow, yes, it did. it did have an impact, because from that time I believed that I couldn't access money, because my sister told me that this was not for me, this was not mine. So whatever had happened, you know, your parents telling you that you need to work very hard to make money, whatever happened there, it has an impact on where we are today with our business and with our relationship with money. And to go a notch further, once you have this awareness, you can choose to flip it in a half second. You can say, okay, I believe that money was not accessible for me, and now I'm trying to chase investors and I cannot find them. Or I believe that I needed to work so hard, and now I'm just working so hard in my business and it's just not working for me. So I really believe that with decision and intention, we can shift all this rapidly. So I want you to sit very straight, the spine very straight, and take a deep breath and inhale energy from the top of your head down into, so through your head, through your heart, your crown chakra, if you will, on the top of your head, and inhale energy inside here. And as you do that, set the intention that this has no power on you anymore. You're done with this. And replace it with a more positive belief. Like, I can work just a few hours and make a ton of money. Or money is totally accessible for me, and there is a lot of money in the world. And actually, there is more and more money, especially in this economy. There is even more currency exchanging hands nowadays. So there is money. So just take a deep breath and find a power word that would just empower you. So, for instance, access would be one, if you want money access, or power, or ease, if you want to stop working hard. Find your power word. And I'd like you to claim that, and for the next 7 days, just get up and state your power word to reinforce that. And you're going to shift that money memory and that belief.
That's amazing. My power word is freedom.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
freedom.
That's my power word.
Very powerful. That's my first value. In my company, we have values, and freedom is the first one.
Oh, my God, I love that. You know, I think alone this one little meditation, which you wouldn't even really call it a meditation, but it's what I looked at it as, was just really powerful for me. And it's something that I know I will listen to again and again. And that connection between that first subconscious memory that comes up and then relating it fast forward to what's happening now, that there was the clincher for me, because I can clearly see it.
Yeah.
Very
and
obvious.
You know, there is the stuff that we can see, Rodney, and there is also the things that we cannot see. Okay, this is subconscious level, but if we can drill deeper and we can go to the soul level. And sometimes people say, oh, I feel so stuck, or I feel I should have way more results in my business than what I'm having. And they have self-punishment programs or guilt programs or a whole bunch of limitation programs that are ingrained as and that are actually expressing at the soul level. And people say to me, well, why would my soul make such a choice, such an agreement of suffering and being limited and et cetera? And I just tell them it's just for the fun of it, because when we are into another realm, into another dimension, when we look at this the earth and we make decisions, we're like, oh, I'm going to experience this. It looks like an interesting experience to have, not a bad one, just an interesting one, and I'm going to get a lot of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from it. So that can be removed, if that's your case. That can be removed very easily. It's changing the soul programs, changing the soul blueprints. Just say, oh, I made up my mind. I just changed my mind. I don't want self-punishment and guilt or self-limitation anymore. I want abundance and expansion and,
right,
you know.
Yeah, it ties in so beautifully to what Barbara spoke about yesterday about resistance. And once you become aware of the things and the areas where you're resisting, you just basically make a decision.
Uh-huh.
At that point, or you have a supportive partner around you or someone that can turn around and say to you, oh, you know, is that resistance that's coming up? And then when you catch it faster,
yes,
you're able for it to not, because what happens is the little thought comes in very subtly, very quietly, very discreetly, and all of a sudden you just don't know, at least I can speak this for me, and all of a sudden you don't know why your mood is shifted.
Uh-huh.
And you're just in a bad mood for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I believe on the power of having a support group or the power of having resources around you. You know, as entrepreneurs, we are isolated a lot. And having a group of people, like having a mastermind or having a group that where you really get your support is crucial, and also a group where you can, that can act up as a mirror and show you a few things. That is invaluable. That's what I created, a few mastermind groups for entrepreneurs, because that's the easiest way to grow your business, because you grow yourself and you grow the relationship, and it's beautiful, and you connect. Yeah. Yeah.
Very powerful. Very powerful. I can't emphasize that enough. And I will be sharing something coming up next week about a way to, for us who are all a part of the masterclass, to continue this conversation on Facebook. So be on the lookout for that.
Oh, beautiful.
That'll be coming up soon. Well, Natalie, we're at the end of our call, and I want to make sure that we tell our viewers today about Natalie, you know, all of the presenters are providing us with gifts. Some of them are, you know, discounts on things that currently programs and services they offer, and some of them are, you know, free downloads for gifts, and just the generosity has been amazing. And if you go to the getpaidforyourcreativity.com/gifts page, or click on the link if you're on the webcast where it says access bonuses and scroll down, you'll see Natalie there and a link. But Natalie, you know, being, again, the generous spirit that she is, has not agreed to give us one, not two, but well, I should say us, but yeah, put me two, but three gifts.
Yes,
for
I've
our
got
listeners.
Three gifts.
So we're talking about monetizing your gifts, and she came with a Christmas bag. She sent her today. So, Natalie, can you tell us about your gifts, and then they can go over to the webpage and find out how to get them.
Uh-huh. I have a video e-course. It's a 5-part video course on how to make more money and have more fun in business. Oh, excuse me. The second one is, if you sign up for the video e-course, you're going to get success tips from Chef Francois. Chef Francois is a little ferret, a French ferret, and he has secret sauces and secret ingredients for success. And that's life and business. So it's a little weekly email from me with a few tips to implement right away. And then the third one, which is, you need to rush on this because I may change my mind at some point. So it's a limited offer. It's a clarity consultation, because clarity is power. Once you have clarity on what's blocking you or on where you want to go and what needs to be tweaked or added so that you can really achieve your dreams, when you have that clarity, then you are unstoppable. And that's what I want for you and for everybody listening to this. So I give you a 30-minute clarity consultation with me. So you have access to my schedule, and you can click on it, first come, first serve basis. And when it's full, I'll just unhook the link. So
you'll just hook the link. Wonderful. So if you loved a piece of what Natalie has shared today, you'll definitely want to jump on that. And as I said, it's all listed right there on the page there. I do have a couple of more bonuses coming up. Actually, there are about three or four more coming up there, but I'll be posting those throughout the night. And I'll be sending out a link again on how to access this. But again, if you go to getpaidforyourcreativity.com/gifts, and I would just say bookmark that page because that way you can just keep up with what's going on with that. But that's what's happening. So we are at the conclusion of our fifth session for today for Monetize Your Gifts Live, and we are going to be taking a little break here for about an hour and then reconvening at 4 p.m. for Mr. Corey Wadden, who is going to talk about how to create SMART goals and how to use the power of visioning and vision dream books to actually activate your dreams. What I love about what all of you all have presented, and I'm speaking to Natalie directly here, all of the presenters, that every single piece that you have all brought all fit together.
Yes, I see that. Beautiful.
You know, and that's what I really love about, I'm getting a tingle as I'm even saying that right now, but it literally all fits together. So there's no one piece of this that's left off. And if you just make it as a part of your plan, like I said, 15 days, 15 presenters, 15 teachers, 3 days, one master plan. Mm. What's your master plan to leave the master class? Keep that in your mind as you go through the rest of today and all through tomorrow. And really seriously consider if this is speaking to you, if the information that you're hearing is really resonating with you, consider adding the masterclass muse package to your toolkit, because you'll have these words and these meditations and exercises that everyone has shared, along with the summary sheets to your library to have to go back to and listen to whenever you want to. And keep re-getting this information and resources over and over again. And again, keep your eye peeled to your inbox, because there's going to be more ways to continue this conversation past the masterclass. And I'll be sharing more about that in next week. So, Natalie, you are such a gift and a blessing and an honor. Mm-hmm. And you were one of those people that I also met that I said, I know this person's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
You're definitely one of them, and I'm honored to know you.
Oh, me too. Likewise, Ronnie. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So everyone, go take a break. Go to the bathroom. Go have some lunch. I'm going to do the same, and I will see you back at 4 p.m. for our last session for day number two of Monetize Your Gifts Live. See you in a little bit, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.